Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
We are joined by our ESPN insider, Adam Schefter, brought to you by your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealer. Adam, good afternoon. We are still stunned by the mismanagement of the game last night by Coach Fangio. What were your thoughts as you were watching it?
Well, I thought that sometimes you see coaches let the clock run down. Like, I remember Bill Belichick doing it in the Super Bowl against the Seahawks. And the clock just ran down, and people are wondering why he didn't call a timeout, and they won the game, so it worked out just fine. And I don't mean to boil it down. Tyler's saying it's one of the worst coaching decisions he's seen. I think that's strong. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I just think it's pretty simple. I've had this conversation with a number of coaches from time to time, but basically you lose the game, any questionable decision is going to be maligned and criticized. You win the game, it goes away. They lost the game. And so here we go.
Well, but the issue, though, Adam, is this is the fourth time in 2 years the Broncos have blown a lead with 30 seconds or less to go. The only other comparable team is the Lions, who have done it twice, and there's a handful of teams that have done it one time. I mean, this is it's more than just a happenstance. It's a trend.
Yeah. Well, so what do you want me to do? I mean, you know,
I don't need you to do anything. We're just grousing. And
listen, it's a tough spot. Again, Brian Griese wondered aloud, you know, if the timeout should be used. Vic himself said he should have done it. He made a mistake, right? There are so many little things you go over. The truth of the matter is the margin is so small, like they run the shovel pass.
Oh, we know.
To Jake Butt.
Right.
By the way, like, we're getting cute on 4th and 1?
Thank you.
Like, how about taking Melvin Gordon just plowing him over the middle?
I know. Thank you. That's what I've been saying. You know, Adam, I don't know if you saw any of the audio from today, but Coach Fangio did speak. And part of the reason why I'm so frustrated by it is because Coach Fangio said that, well, you know, when he's calling plays defensively, it's hard to manage the clock. When the offense is out there, it's a little bit easier to manage the game. But when he's calling plays, it's harder. And I'm just sitting here thinking, well, who's there to help you out then? Like, how many teams out there have got a guy that his only job is to tell the coach, hey, now's a good time to call a timeout?
Oh, teams have that. And in this day and age where the staffs are extensive and the roles are of the specialty variety, I don't know their setup, but it's hard for me to imagine that they wouldn't have somebody that whose job it is to make suggestions, feedback, call down, hey, we should be doing this. I don't know how they work that.
Yeah.
Right? But
a lot of teams do. Most teams do, you would imagine.
I think people get help with different things in different areas. Yeah, I can't say all teams are most. I would think that there are a lot. I know some teams that definitely have that, right?
Well, the Broncos used to have it. They had a guy, Mitch Tanning. They got rid of him.
I don't know. But did nobody replace the guy?
Not really. What they did is they kind of reorganized their analytics department. The difference was Mitch Tanning was actually on the headset. And when they reorganized their analytics, it was more about performance and training and stuff like that than really the nuts and bolts. They actually got rid of their number one feedback guy during the game. I guess Fangio didn't like him in the headsets. And Fangio today said that, well, there's a collection of coaches that can kind of chime in. I mean, you know, he just got rid of the guy that was doing that. They really don't have somebody like that right now. I mean, but Adam, hold on. Shouldn't that be the coach's job? Of all your responsibilities as a head coach, isn't the number one responsibility having a philosophical approach of how to train for a game and execute a game plan?
Look, there are so many areas that go into a game that you wouldn't think. I was told a story last night that the Giants in the preseason, as an example, Joe Judge, rookie head coach, they practiced how a game would unfold a couple of different times. And after the second quarter ended in their scrimmage, their walkthrough, whatever it was, he ran to the area where he was supposed to be conducting media interviews. And someone said, well, why are you doing that? He said, well, I want to go through all the scenarios and be prepared. And I want it to imitate game day. And I think that if you're talking about a coach being prepared to do a halftime interview, how could coaches not be preparing for every scenario at the end with timeouts and distances? Like, that's even more important. Right? Like,
right.
There has to be an idea, a plan, a discussion of how you – like, that's what makes the best coaches the best coaches.
Yep.
Because they go over all scenarios, right? Like, I mean, you hear that all the time. Oh, I mean, I didn't mean to go back to the Patriots and that one play, but after that Malcolm Butler picked off that pass, they practiced that play with a dwindling. Now, how does that happen? I don't know. I'm not that smart, but they do. You practice time, you practice distance, you practice red zone, you practice a Hail Mary. Right, Tyler?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Adam, what league-wide, what were your thoughts just on the NFL opening day, opening weekend, the performance, and any teams that stood out to you?
Well, a few things right away. Like, we said that this would be an unpredictable year, the most unpredictable year. And I think that kind of held true, right? We've got Washington as the lone unbeaten team in the NFC East right now after 1 week. We have both the NFC North teams, road teams, winning. Green Bay in Minnesota, Chicago in Detroit. You got Jacksonville winning at home against Indy. Arizona winning on the road at San Francisco. Like, I was not in a survivor pool this year, but good luck to all those people who played in survivor pools this past weekend. There can't be many left, right?
Well, Jacksonville winning was, I mean, that was just
some things held true to form. Cleveland lost in Baltimore.
Yeah. Pittsburgh looks pretty good too, Adam, huh?
Well, when Ben Roethlisberger's back, you know the defense is going to be good. Yeah. You know they've got targets in offense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's predictive. If he's healthy, they're going to be competitive every time.
Right.
I mean, they went 8-8 last year with Duck Hodges, who's on their practice squad, and Mason Rudolph.
Well, that's next week for the Broncos. All right, we'll let you go. By the way, you got out of the house.
You know, yesterday was the very first work day. And listen, I don't say this as a complaint, whining. Like, there are people who, you know, have been on the front lines and unbelievable. But, you know, my situation, I can't change it, right? I'm not allowed. ESPN, you know, they don't let you to Bristol. They didn't have the studios open. So last night was my very first time leaving the house for work since March 10th.
That is
so
crazy.
Good, right?
That is crazy. Wait, yeah. I was watching you on TV last night. I'm like, wait, Adam's what? Where is he?
I was let out of the cage, basically.
How did Sunday viewing go with the family at home?
It's all different. It's all, you know, and I just finished recording my podcast, you know, talking all about that. Like, it's just it. Again, everyone's experiencing life in a different way. Everybody. It's just a question of how your life is different, right?
Yeah.
My life is different. Everybody's life is different.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been home. I've never been home with my family to watch football on a Sunday. Like, just never happened. Yesterday, again, went to ESPN Studios in the South Street Seaport for Monday Night Countdown. Walked in, kind of empty. People you do see in masks.
Yeah,
it's like a ghost town in a science lab experiment. It's like, it's just weird, man. Just weird. You know, they built an outdoor set, which worked great last night. As I was saying to a couple of people like Randy Moss and Booger McFarlane, I said, this is great, but it ain't going to be so great on November 14th.
All right, Adam. Well, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next week, pal.
See you,
we'll
talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Adam Schefter of ESPN on the brought to you by your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealer.
You got there.
I got there. I never give up.
No.
I got all these buttons, dude.
Sometimes you just slow down and you find the right read.
You got that, Grace?
Tennessee not in a hurry, all three timeouts. And the clock winking down at a minute 16.
Well, when is Vic Fangio going to use his timeouts? Right?
Absolutely. He has all three to
save some time, but you can't let this team go in and score with no time left.
Yeah, I don't think the ice, the kicker, you know, was worth it because he had been struggling anyway. I did miss calling a timeout after the second down play from the 29-yard line when Henry got 13 yards down to our 16. I should have called timeout there. That was the one I missed.
Do you give him credit for fessing up?
Well, sure, I give him credit for fessing up. It doesn't make me feel any better, not even remotely. I feel worse. After the presser today, I feel worse hearing that he does not have anybody that is telling him to call a timeout, hearing that there is a collaboration. It's a group effort to call a timeout when he's on defense and he's calling plays for him to admit. I mean, how many different ways has Coach Fangio admitted that he's uncomfortable being a head coach? How many different ways has he done that?
We'll hear that audio coming up next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.